Welcome to the Nutrition Awareness Podcast, co-hosted by yours truly, Kate Richardson
and Megan Pacheci. We're two registered dietitians here to make your life easier by debunking diet myths, sharing scientific information about nutrition, and keeping you motivated to reach your goals.
We want to teach you everything we know by giving you real life examples of how we've helped our combined thousands of clients transform their lives, lose weight, and get healthy without having to go on another cookie cutter diet.
On this podcast, we'll be giving you our best advice, strategies, and mindset shifts so you too can reach your goals using food and, most importantly, enjoy the process. Hey guys, it's Megan here today, and I am here with a very special guest, another nutrition awareness client. Her name is Allie. And the first thing I'm going to do is read her email to me from November 17th of 2019. So this can give you a good idea of why she was coming in to see a dietitian. She said, "Hi, my name is Allie. I'm 25 years old. I was reading about you and your specialty, and as hard as this is to admit to myself, I need your help. I've been lying to myself for a long time about my eating habits, exercise routine, and how I view myself. I've tried to help myself, but I feel like I don't get very far. I have also been plant-based slash vegan for about 3 years now. I just don't have a balanced diet. I go some days with eating almost nothing and other days binge eating on certain food groups. What I'm most scared of is getting professional help and not changing or improving. Do you have any appointments available after this week if I were to buy a package?" So that was fall of 2019, and then you ended up coming in like a week or two after that for your initial consultation. So if you can take yourself back to that fall of 2019, where were you? What was your mindset? What were you thinking? Like, can you remember that?
Yes, I can remember that day, like, just so vividly. Okay. We were going to my family for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Like, me and my husband, we were driving 10-hour drive. We stopped halfway to get food and stuff. And I remember what I ate, too, which is crazy. Like, how I can just... I ate a vegetable sushi roll because I was vegan, a glass of wine, and that was it. Then I got in the car, mm-hmm. and we had, like, an hour drive back to our hotel. Or, like... to our hotel, and I ate like 14 rice cakes. I ate the whole thing of rice cakes. I ate like
the sleeve. The whole sleeve. There's 14 in there. Allie knows how many are in the sleeve. Yes. Okay.
Seven in each like thing.
Got it.
And then these like sunflower seed things that I used to eat, and then I just had like a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. I started crying. I was just like for like 2 hours back to our hotel, an hour, 2 hours, and I was just miserable. I was like, how could I eat these 14 rice cakes? Yeah. Like, we just had dinner. Like, mm-hmm. how can I do this? I felt like, I felt sick. My stomach hurt. Yeah. Like, I felt bloated. I was just like, I don't feel good. I'm fat. I, like, just had this huge just breakdown. I remember getting to the hotel and just, like, sobbing. I was like, just me and my husband were like, we just can't do this forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of how we were. And I remember on that trip, too, we had started talking about, like, when we were driving, we were talking about, hey, we want to, like, have a kid eventually. Like, mm-hmm. we've been married for a couple years already. Mm-hmm. And I just, like...
to the thought of that. The thought of, because, like, you had already had that, so, like, many, like, body issues and what you were thinking about your body and the shame and everything surrounding. Because it wasn't just shame about food. It was shame about... your body as well. And so then I can imagine thinking about getting pregnant and fast forward to today, she's on her second kid. So everything turned out amazing,
but like, I wasn't like even having a period at that point. Yeah. Like, there was no way I could have gotten pregnant at that stage. And I knew I had to change something mm-hmm. if I wanted to have a family and have a good life. Yeah. And that morning, I was sitting in the bed before my husband woke up, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go see a dietitian. Like,
and was that the first, like, person that you had thought of? Or did you, like, know, registered dietitian, that's what I should Google?
I remember, like, one of my roommates in college, and she helped me, like, write that email, too. Like,
awesome.
Because she, like, we were roommates in college, and she noticed my eating habits, mm-hmm. and she had an eating disorder when she was in high school.
Okay.
She kind of picked up on those things, and, like, we were, she would always kind of check in on me and stuff, mm-hmm. and, like, I would like tell her something sometimes and she was just like, hey, like, this is what I did. Like, yeah. So she kind of helped me, like, okay, like, these are, like, she, like, sent me, like, a website to try to, like, find people in the area.
What a good friend. That's, yeah. I mean, that's a hard conversation to have for you and for her. So that's awesome that you had somebody kind of in your corner to help you take that first step.
Yes. Yes.
And just a side note, for any of our listeners that don't know, when you're not giving your body enough nutrients as a female, your body's going to stop having a period.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because if you don't have enough to keep your body alive and moving and functioning, the first thing that's going to go is your ability to reproduce. Because what you're telling your body is, there's not enough fuel in this area to go around for me to be able to provide the fuel for another human. And so your body shuts those processes down because it's not necessary for your survival. So when you're not having a period as a female, that is a red flag that you are not providing your body the right nutrition. Now, of course, there are other reasons that that can happen. It's not always nutrition related, but just know that that's something that you have to look at if that's something that's happening to you. Did you know that at the time?
Kind of. Like, ever since I was in high school, because that's when all my eating stuff like really started.
Mm-hmm.
I would go sometimes a year and a half without a period, and then I'd have a period for like a month, and then it'd be like 4 or 5 months, and then it was very sporadic, very and like I knew, like, that's okay. My eating habits were probably what was triggering that.
Yeah. I think a lot of times people just kind of put their head in the sand and they just don't think about it. They're like, oh, I just don't have a period. Like, blah, blah, blah. I can just go on with my life.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in high school and college.
Yeah.
And it's like something you don't want to worry about anyways.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was nice.
Yeah. Until you get to the point where you're like, I kind of want to have a baby at some point.
Yeah. And this might be an issue. It took us a while to have a baby because, like, I had to get my period back first.
Yeah.
And that took a while.
Right.
So.
Do you remember any specific trigger for your eating issues, like in high school, or do you remember where this all stemmed from?
I mean, I was like, when I hit puberty, like when I was, I remember sixth grade, I was really tiny as like a kid, like very active, very tiny. Always, you know, like, family was like, wow, you're not going to be this tiny forever. Watch your feet, kind of thing. Cause I was so tiny, so active. I hit middle school, you know, you start, like, slowing down, too, and then just puberty hit, and I gained a lot of weight. I just remember, like, and then I moved, too, and, like, I just remember it was hard to make friends, and I was a little bit overweight, and it was just, like, that's kind of, I think, where it really started. Like, I was just like, okay, I'm going to start cutting out this.
Okay.
And then I really remember when it really started, I was like, I really want to lose weight. And I was like, I like eating all these healthy foods. Like, I always had a really big diet. Like, I wasn't a picky eater. I ate vegetables. I ate everything. I was like, why not just, like, cut out all this junk food? Like, I'm just going to eat healthy foods from now on. So I just, like, very narrowed my diet to, like,
Vegetables
and fruit and all these things. And then it just made me start, like, scared of different food groups.
Okay. So that kind of reminds me, I have here, I asked you during our first consultation, I asked, like, what a typical day of eating would be for you. Let me find it here. Where is it? Okay. So you said, I quit eating breakfast last April. I eat lunch around 10:30 or 11:30, and this is your teaching full time, keep in mind, people. So she didn't eat breakfast, and then ate lunch around 10:30 or 11:30. You said lunch isn't much, cucumbers and almonds and an apple, and you teach little kids, like running around little kids. So cucumber and almonds and an apple for lunch. You said you have a 15-minute break. You said, I've been eating quinoa this week. I get home around 4 and eat a snack when I'm usually really hungry by then. Rice cakes. So the rice cakes come back. You said, I can eat the whole thing. Yeah. So there we go. Carrots, fruit, maybe melon. Dinner is usually between 6:30 and 8:30 with my husband. We have pita bread pizzas. I load them with veggies, but then I have lots and lots of snacks at night. It feels like I'm crashing and burning. I love popcorn. I love snacks more than a meal. And my note to myself was, she's not getting nutrients. And then you said, I can eat a whole watermelon by myself and a whole thing of Skinny Pop. And I also noted that you felt really sluggish and really tired after 10 a.m. Which I know, like, I'm laughing because I know that you're hearing this and you're like, what the,
I know,
what like, was I doing? Like, of course I felt this way. Of course I had to eat everything in my house after dinner. Like, of course after I had that one sushi roll, I wanted to eat 15 rice cakes. But like when you're in it,
you don't like,
you don't see it that you're like, I just ate dinner. But like, why why is my body betraying me and forcing me to eat all this food? And it's, you're just battling your mind and your body when you're in that just constant state of like, I shouldn't eat, I shouldn't eat, I shouldn't eat, I shouldn't eat. And your brain is like, you have to eat, you have to eat, you have to eat, you have to eat.
And I don't think I was just like ever taught like about like balanced meals and how, like, it was just like, you know, you eat lunch no matter if it's
you were coming from it from a place of like, is this specific food healthy or not? Like, are carrots healthy? Yes. Okay, I will eat them. Like, do these rice cakes have calories? Not many. Okay, so I will eat them. You weren't coming from a place of like, does this have protein or fat or carbohydrates? And like, what do these things do for my body to keep me full and satisfied? And that's why your body was always like hamster on a wheel, hungry, 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 because it was never actually getting everything that it needed. Yeah. So then in that consultation, when I told you, like, okay, Allie, we have to actually start fueling your body here if you want to quiet some of that brain noise that's going on, how did that feel?
It was a little bit scary, like, because there were so many foods I was just kind of scared of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, irrational fear, like, who's scared of food? But, like,
peanut butter. Were you scared of peanut butter?
Yes. Like, like,
that's a big one. That's so common. Like, peanut butter, nuts, like, seeds, like, those are really common ones.
Yeah, and I remember, because we, like, had made a plan and stuff, and I remember going to the grocery store. I was so scared of sugar. Like, very scared of sugar, and I was trying to find, like, some, like, almond milk and stuff that did not, that had protein, but had zero sugar, and I was having a meltdown.
Which is impossible! Yeah, it's not possible!
I remember emailing you in the store, like, trying to figure it out. Like, I was scared, like, 2 grams of sugar.
Yeah,
like,
which are just like, naturally occurring like, sugars.
Like, yeah, but I was just like, I can't find something that's going to work. And like you told me, like, basically that's impossible, but like this is good, this will fill you. And like I just had to be like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm trying to
do you remember better. In your mind, like, what were you afraid of? Was it just gaining weight specifically that you were afraid of from sugar, or did you think that something was going to happen in your body?
It was mainly just like gaining weight. Like, I was terrified of gaining weight.
And had you ever, like, past the point where you had started eating healthy, were you ever at a point where you were comfortable in your body?
No, then? Never.
Yeah.
I was 160 pounds in sixth grade. I dropped to 110 pounds by the time I was a senior, and I was never happy.
Never happy.
Never happy. And that's the thing I was thinking the other day. Like, it was just really weird. I remember I came in here, and I can just remember numbers so vividly, like, but it's, like, I threw away my scale, like, 2 months after seeing you, and, like, never came back.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go to the doctor, and when you're pregnant, you see, like, your scale and everything, so, like, it's still there, but, like,
it's not something you don't register in your mind as a way that you, measure your success or your person, your individual, like,
not
it's
at
just
all.
Not on your radar anymore.
But I just remember when I came in here, I was, like, I still, like, wanted to lose weight. Like, that was still the goal, is to lose weight coming here.
I remember that, too.
Like, I was, like, 120-ish to 25 pounds. I stayed there for so many years. And I was, like, my goal was to get under 120 pounds.
Yeah.
Who knows why?
Yeah.
Like, that was just my goal. And, but, like, I was, like, 125 range. And then when I got pregnant with my second kid that is coming any day, when I went in for my first, you know, appointment, I was 131 pounds. And I'm like, that is crazy. That
all that work you did, like, you killed yourself to stay at 125.
I'm 6 pounds heavier, and I can eat whatever, like, yeah. want whenever I want. Like, yes. I don't have any, I'm not counting calories, I'm not doing all these things, mm-hmm. and I'm only 6 pounds heavier. Like, yeah.
isn't that wild?
It's just crazy mm-hmm. that I, like, stressed myself out that many years, and
yeah. I don't. You're eating cucumbers and almonds for lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, the first 8 hours of your day, nothing. And, like, that. And it didn't even matter. Like, that was a big thing that we talked about the first time was, like, I feel like I kind of broke your brain. And I was like, well, what, like, what if you gained 20 pounds? Like,
and that was,
and you were like, oh, my yeah, God. Like, terrifying. You couldn't even think about yeah. it. You couldn't even think about it. And I was like, I want you to journal about that. Yeah. Like, what happens if you're 20 pounds heavier than right now? Like, what does that mean to your life? I want you to really think about what that would actually mean. But I think that helped you to kind of break down that, like, oh, what would that actually mean? Like, I'd still have my husband that loves me. I'd still have my job that I love. Yeah. Like, would my life really be that different?
And I probably gained that, but it wasn't 20 pounds wasn't what I thought it
yes.
was. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I was still working out, still had muscle. Like, mm-hmm. I remember, like, and then COVID happened. I mean, like, we all gained a little bit yeah, during sure. COVID just sitting sure. there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a big deal. Like, I don't know if I even gained 20. It might not have been 20, but, like, I didn't.
Yeah, you don't know. You didn't weigh yourself.
I didn't weigh myself.
But in the end, like, all of those things that you had feared happening if you were a certain weight didn't happen.
No, and it just doesn't matter. Like, I'm so much more healthier now. Like,
mm-hmm.
and the scale probably fluctuates. Every time I go to the doctor, it's a different number, but, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I know how I feel. I feel great. Like,
One of the things that were on your homework list, people might be interested in. So, like, a lot of the work that we did, like, yes, we talked about, like, the macronutrients and fueling your body, but some of your homework was just really getting into, like, how do you value yourself? And the scale was one of the ways that you did that. And so what I wanted to do was make sure that you valued yourself in another way and thinking about, like, what are the things that are important to you other than weight or the scale or how you're eating? Because I think a lot of your self-worth was tied up into, like, how healthy do I eat?
Yes.
And so some of the things I had you do, I said, write down 10 things that you love about yourself. Write down 10 things that bring you joy. Write down your worst case scenario. What would happen if you went through with this, meaning changing your eating habits? Once you have an answer, I want you to ask it again. Let's say you gain 10 pounds and your jeans don't fit. Now, what's the worst case scenario from that? What will happen? Keep asking yourself that question until you get stuck. And then I said, do the same exercises as above, but then write down your best case scenario. Was that a tough...
Yeah, I remember I didn't answer, like, any of the 10 things the first time.
I know.
Like, I came back with nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought for 2 weeks and, like, mm-hmm. You're like, nothing. I don't know.
Because mm-hmm. you're so used to, yeah. your whole identity is tied up into how much do I weigh and how healthy am I eating? Yeah. And it's an everyday thing because you got to, you know, you have to have meals every day. And so you're measuring your success based on what you ate or didn't eat all day, every yeah. day. And then not only that, your brain doesn't have enough fuel to think clearly. So you're not thinking clearly. You weren't sleeping enough.
No.
And you're exhausted all the time. So, like, your brain isn't really fully functioning. So sometimes now when you're out of it and you're out of that brain fog, you can look back and be like, oh, see, like, I was doing that. But when you're in it
oh, yeah.
and you're not fueling your brain, you don't even know what you don't know.
Yeah.
At that point.
And that was another thing I learned. Like, I wasn't sleeping. I didn't realize how much sleep was important. Like, I don't feel like a lot of people talk about how yeah. much you actually need to sleep to fuel your body. Like, and mm-hmm. now I notice it. Like, the days that I don't get enough sleep, I eat a lot more. Like, I'm snacking
yes.
a lot more
yes.
because I'm just like, I'm tired. Like,
yes.
I need something yep. to keep me going. Like,
yeah, your body can get energy from three places. Restorative sleep, food, and then stimulants like caffeine. And so when you don't get enough restorative sleep and you wake up, your body's hormones increase that make you want to eat more foods and eat foods that are higher in calories. So your body has this mechanism to try to protect you, to say like, oh, we didn't get enough sleep last night. What else can we do for fuel? We can eat more. And so you're going to want to eat more. And then we drink coffee to try to negate that and be like, I'm just going to keep, you know, drinking the caffeine. And then that stimulant happens. But then once that wears off at the end of the day, then those hunger hormones come back. Bam.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to eat, you want to eat. You had quite a coffee journey.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. I don't even know how much coffee I used to drink.
You told me 5 cups.
Oh, my gosh.
You said you used to drink five cups in a day, you told me.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane. I drink maybe 2 cups now. Like, I have 2 cups. Like, I drink my morning coffee and my midday coffee, but, like, I don't even finish those coffees half the time.
Mm-hmm. I think I have an email about your coffee habit in here somewhere.
I believe it. Like,
I don't know where, really, but it. You had emailed me and you were like, I can't believe this, but I used to drink. Okay, so you said, I just wanted to share this because I don't have anyone else that would understand the excitement of this. So ever since I started back to school a couple weeks ago, I often forget to drink my afternoon coffee. It's kind of bizarre. It will be 4 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I never even thought about coffee today. August 2019, Allie was drinking 5 cups a day. Even last school year, like in March, I would start feeling super run down and get headaches around 3 o'clock every day. Crazy. And I said, you know why that is, right? And you said, yes, because I actually eat and sleep now.
Like, that was, like, a huge, like, food replacement for years. Like, yeah. Even since high school, it was just like, oh, I'm hungry. I can drink a cup of black coffee.
Drink
and,
coffee
like,
instead.
That, yeah. Like, makes me not hungry for a little while. Mm-hmm. It was just a huge, and then you just get, like, addicted to it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, and then your body needs it.
Yep.
Like, you get headaches if you don't have it.
Yep. One of the things that I struggle with the most with people who, working with people with where you were back then, is the trust factor. Like, getting them to trust me. Because you have all of these thoughts ingrained in your head for years and years and years. Was there a switch that flipped at any point? Or is there anything that you can remember where you were like, something that happened that you're like, okay, like, I trust her now because X, Y, or Z. Like, what made you trust that you needed to make those changes?
I knew something needed to change. Like, there was a lot of doubt. Like, every time I feel like those first, like, a month or two, I was back and forth. Like, okay, I'm just done with this. I'm not even going to go back. Like,
yeah. That probably went through your head a lot.
Yeah, like, because I was like, I don't like this. Like, I feel like...
uncomfortable.
Yes, like, it was just very scary. Like, but I was just like, I know I want a different life. I don't want to live like this. And I was like, I'm just going to have to trust her. Like, yeah. I'm just going to have to do it.
Yeah.
On those days where I was just like... in my head, I was just, like, mm-hmm. I could go back to my old ways and, like, but I knew deep down I really didn't want to.
Yeah. And you were journaling a lot through this whole process.
That
including
helped.
What you were eating and how you were feeling, with an emphasis on how you were feeling. So when you would come into your next consultation, you would send me the journal ahead of time. So I kind of knew what the trajectory of those last few weeks were like. And I think after the first couple consultations, I'm going to say like 3 meetings that we had, things were going really well. And then you had a dip.
Yes, I do remember that.
And like, it was like, you sent me your journal and it was just all over the place. You were all in your head. So it wasn't like we met and everything was wonderful.
No, yeah.
We worked together for a full year through all of this.
Yeah. It was, like the first few were so like... I was so ready, like, mm-hmm. And then I think it just, like, got to me. I don't know, like, I remember mm-hmm. getting just, like, in my head, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to just, like, bail out, but at the end of the day, I knew I didn't.
Yeah.
And, like, it, like, with, like, because when I told my husband that morning, I was like, I'm going to go to the dietitian. Like, mm-hmm. he was like, okay, like, he was all on board, and, like, I was like... I remember, like, I sent you that message, but then I saw you, like, posted a Black Friday deal, and I was like, I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm gonna do the 3 sessions mm-hmm. and see how it goes. And after those 3 sessions, my husband was like, you need to keep going. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah. He was like, as long as it takes. Like, he was like this, like, he was kind of hesitant. Like, maybe a dietitian will help, maybe it won't. Like, but after those three, he was like very, very supportive of, you need to keep going. Not like forcing me, obviously.
Right,
like,
but just seeing some of the things that you were doing and the differences that it was going to, that it was making.
Yeah, and like every time, like, I had the, like, fear of, like, I don't want to do this anymore, I started thinking of, like, how our relationship was changing. Like, we could eat more together. We could, like, do things. I remember at some point we made, like, a giant list of, like, all the foods I was scared of. Like, it was a long
list. Ice cream
list.
Was on that list.
Oh, everything. Yes. Like, there's so many things. So we, like, started, like, every weekend, like, finding, like, one of the things.
Yeah, you and your husband made it a thing.
Yeah, like, and it was fun. Like, and I think that was a huge, like, no, like, my eating problems didn't really, like, affect our relationship too much because he knew going into our relationship where I was, like, from, like, one of our first dates. Like, he realized it, like, so, but, like, once we could start eating together, I was like, this is fun. Like, we can, like, it's not stressful finding a restaurant anymore. It's not stressful, like, because that was always a thing on trips. Like, it was stressful.
Where are we going to eat? Where Allie can find something.
Yes. So, like, that part, I was just like, this makes it better. And we were trying to have a kid, too, and that was another thing. I was like, I'm not going to be able to have a kid.
Yeah, and
I don't want to have a kid if I can't get my issues under control, because I don't want to have a daughter and have her have all these things because of me, because it goes hand in hand. Because
she's seeing that. She'd be seeing that. Yeah. And that was a question I have. So tell me about, like, your relationship with body now that you've had a kid, you're having another kid, you have a daughter, you're having another daughter. What's your relationship with your body like now?
So much better. Like, it's just one of those things I don't think about a ton. Like, it's just, I work out, I eat balanced meals, I have dessert several times a week because that's what you do when you have kids and you go to birthday parties, and but it's not like a
issue. So can, like, you go to a kid's birthday party and eat a piece of pizza or two and cake and not think about it?
Well, you know, I was vegan, and do you remember, like I'm still trying to incorporate cheese. Like, I'm really trying now, like, because I'm just scared to make my stomach hurt. Yeah. Because I know,
the cheese,
like,
was not a good, like, the dairy was
the
not
dairy,
great.
Yes. So, like, I'm trying to, like, trial it at home, and just, like, every day I try to, like, sprinkle a little bit of cheese into my diet.
So because, cheese, pizza was a bad example.
Yeah, pizza is a bad example, but I can eat a piece of cake, and, like, that's not a big deal.
Like, what about, like, Chick-fil-A nuggets?
Oh, we eat Chick-fil-A, so much.
So if I had Chick-fil-A nuggets and cake at the party.
Oh, that is fine. Yeah, we, like, eat Chick-fil-A a couple times a month, and it's
not a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
so if somebody was in your shoes, your 2019 shoes, what would you say to them?
Find a dietitian. Find somebody. Because there's, like, I feel like so many people in our society, like, even talking to friends. I had a good friend that we were talking about earlier that had went through. So I could talk to her. But, like, so many people I talk to now, I didn't realize then how many body issues and food issues they have, like, because it's a society thing. Mm-hmm. Like, diets are a big part of society, and I didn't realize that wasn't normal.
Yeah.
Like, everybody...
Like, everybody's doing this. Everybody, like, everybody's trying to not eat as much
everybody's
as possible.
Everybody's on a diet. Everybody's trying keto. Everybody... So I'm like, these
I'm
things just are
just... I'm doing what everyone else is doing.
Yes. Like, and you don't realize that that's not really healthy. Like, you think diets are healthy because... I mean, I was at least surrounded by everybody on diets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like...
You didn't even really realize how much it was affecting you until it got so bad that you were crying in your car over rice cakes and sunflower seeds. Like, that you didn't realize it until then how much it had been affecting you, because it had been affecting you for a decade at that point already.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Allie, thank you so much for being here. You've come a very long way. I've always been really impressed by the thing that impressed me the most about you was your willingness to be vulnerable, because there is a lot of shame surrounding this kind of thing.
Yes.
And being open and honest with someone that you just met is a huge deal, but I think a huge step in the right direction. And if someone's listening to this and they're like, how do I know if I'm ready? You know you're ready if you're ready to come in and tell the truth.
Oh, absolutely.
And just kind of lay it all out there and talk to someone about it and be willing to kind of say, take a step back from what your beliefs have been for many, many years. Yes. So thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
If you guys want to hear more of these client interviews, let me know because I think they are fun to do. All right, we will talk to you guys later.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Nutrition Awareness Podcast. And if you did find it helpful and want to share it with the whole world, screenshot this episode and tag us on Instagram in your stories at nutrition.awareness so we can connect with you.
To get notified about the next episode of Nutrition Awareness, be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode.
And to create your own personalized nutrition plan with us, be sure to schedule your virtual or in-person consultation on our website, www.orlandodietitian.com.
Now get out there, fuel up, and live your healthiest life. We'll see you on the next episode.